This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Send me naked pictures of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I played at a high level myself. Two MVPs.
Nice.
David Ortiz.
Chris Bosh.
Don't buy bigger shorts.
I'm just going to be Chris Shy.
All right, here we go. It's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness, Jonesy Keefe, WEEI. And we go out to the great state of California, Jones.
All right.
Where the Celtics owner most recently lived. State of California. I don't know if he's familiar with this story or not, but he should be.
Where he watched all of his League Pass games.
That's right.
Never missed a Celtics game.
Palo Alto, 410. No, 4. It'd be 440 tip time out there. Get a bag out of work early a little bit. See the,
yeah,
the Celtics
then,
play all their
but
games.
Then also...
Get the whole night ahead of you.
Well, traffic, though. I was going to say, even if you bag... How early do you get a bag out of work there to deal with the...
Well, for his driver, I'm sure he's doing all right.
Oh, fair
Maybe
point.
He just helicopters.
Maybe.
What's the Wi-Fi like in the helicopter? He's doing fine. But I'll tell you...
You got me there.
We do sadly have somebody who's not doing fine.
Oh?
Yeah. A bit of an incident happened out on a hiking trail in California.
Authorities are investigating a stolen pet pig taken during a hike on a local popular trail.
So police are investigating the theft of a pet pig who was hiking. Now, I don't know everything, Jones. Certainly as it relates to pigs. You can take a pig hiking? I can see taking your dog hiking, right?
Sure.
Or like if you own a mountain goat. But if you were going to take a... I feel like of all the creatures to take on a nice hiking trail, not the victim shame here.
Yeah.
I know this person's going to be... You're going to hear from the person pretty distraught about what happened. But like, I got a pig on a hike. Do you think a pig wants to go on a hike?
I don't know. Maybe he needs to shave a few LBs. Maybe he's like getting the pig into shape. Maybe it's a...
No, I don't think you want like a thin pig.
Is it a potbelly pig? Is it a mini pig?
It's like a little pig. Yeah,
What kind of pig is it? I don't know. Right. Maybe it's a mini pig and he's got it in the backpack. Was it actually hiking?
It was walking. It was walking.
Yeah,
it was just on its own four legs.
It was hiking. Okay, we'll scratch that.
He or she was walking.
Authorities are investigating a stolen pet pig taken during a hike on a local popular trail. It happened yesterday.
Tonight, the owner is asking for the community's help to bring home... his pet pig. News Channel.
This guy's already over it. This guy's like, he's reading the thing. Probably had no idea what the story was about.
And like, then
he's
reported on Watergate.
He's like,
I got to deal with this.
Asking for the community's help to bring home his pet pig. News Channel 3's Luis Avila live in studio where he spoke exclusively with the owner. And Luis, I talked with him last night and, well, he was distraught about what had happened.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't be just to see your pet being taken
big
from in front of you?
Yeah, I already kind of undercutted you here.
Yeah.
I did talk to the guy last night, so let me just tell you, he was distraught. What do you have, any update on that?
I was going to say he's distraught.
Who amongst us wouldn't be? You had your pig stolen from you whilst hiking.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't be just to see your pet being taken from you in front of you? Now, behind me is a picture of his pet pig, Subel.
Subel.
Pig Suey! Pig Subel!
Pig Subel.
Yeah.
Subel. So nice little lady. Yep, Subel.
Huh. Subel, he says he takes her on hikes almost every day, but never expected for something like this to happen.
I think the pig ran away. The pig's like, I gotta do another hike? He takes the pig hiking every day? Pigs like to lay and slop. They're just gonna hang around and slop and do like their own thing. Pig's like, another hike with this guy?
Wait till he's not looking and hurls himself
just
off a cliff.
Flies off the thing. Like, that's it for me, buds. Like, brutal.
And she's a big part. Sorry, I'm gonna cry now. She's a big part of our family. And we love her and we just want her back.
All right, so distraught was the word described.
Yeah, no, it's a good word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Subel, big part of the family.
Where was this in California again? I know it was in California. Where, though? You know? I was curious. There's a lot of wildlife in like, just hiking on trails.
Palm Springs?
Okay.
That's where the story is.
Palm Springs
from.
Is the desert, isn't it? Like,
let's see.
You got all kinds of things that could steal the pig.
Vaughn. It was a Palm Hills Trail behind Vaughn Rimrock Shopping Center.
Nice.
In Palm Springs. Yep.
Sweet.
At around 7 p.m. Tuesday, Randall was wrapping up his hike.
Did you hear that?
I didn't. I was watching Creighton Rain Freeze.
So,
what was it?
Listen carefully. So this is all, I'm not going to stop it. So this is the, they show the guy on the trail talking to the reporter.
Uh-huh.
And I swear the mic is still on the guy who didn't even want to do the story. I think you hear him laughing.
Nice.
And so listen close.
I mean, she's a big part. Sorry, I'm going to cry now. She's a big part of our family. And we love her and we just want her back.
At around 7 p.m. Tuesday, Randall was wrapping up.
Snorting.
He laughed.
Chortling.
He laughed.
That is absolutely
Wait, dude,
what that
you're
was.
Still on. He's like, oh, sorry. Yeah, he's laughing at the guy.
His hike with his pet, Subel. He says he was walking just a couple feet behind her when suddenly three men came up, grabbed her, and ran off.
She stays right by me and she's trained very well. I was coming down the hill. I had talked to the guys going up the hill. And I was coming down the hill and right about where these people are right there.
I knew it.
They grabbed her and ran off down here and got in a car and sped off.
They saw her. They cased the joint. They sized up the pig. Inside job. I knew it. I knew that's where this is going. Yeah, I knew it.
What's the win here, though?
What?
Is it just to mess with this poor guy? So one guy's walking up the hill.
What's the win?
Three guys just stole a pig?
Yeah.
What do you do with the pig? Bacon?
I was going to say, what do you mean, what do you do with the pig?
I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into that.
Bacon. Ham.
Pork chops.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, I understand. There's a lot of different things you can do with a pig, I suppose.
Link sausage.
Yeah. Roast it.
Thank
Roast
you.
Roast it. Right.
Yeah.
Pull it. Pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah. No, for sure.
A
pork belly.
It's not that big of a pig. I just feel like this is kind of a nightmare. Like, these three guys just stealing pigs? Like, what are they even doing with
the pig? But don't ask, what do you do with the pig? You eat it. What do you mean?
Too many things.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Yeah. You can eat a pig.
They grabbed her and ran off down here and got in a car and sped off with her. I ran out. They were very fast.
It's been 3 months since Randall welcomed Subel into his home. Since then, she's become his hiking partner.
Everybody knows her here that hikes here in the evening. She loves, she was in training to be a therapy pig.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
she was in training to be a therapy pig, so
going to school for it.
A couple more weeks of that.
Nice.
She loves people. She's very interactive.
This incident, a reminder for pet owners to take extra precautions.
In terms of pets, what do a pet owner need to know if they want to bring their pets for a hike?
Make sure they're supposed to stay on a leash on trails that they are allowed on. Just be careful they don't get too close to other hikers when you're on a trail.
But not all trails are open to our furry friends.
The big thing to know is that in Coachella Valley, most of the hiking trails are off limits.
Those who are allowed are service dogs like Milo.
Milo is my service dog for a medical disability, and he goes hiking with me regularly. I'm quite cognizant that there's wildlife out there, so he's always on leash when I'm out hiking.
As for Randall,
I feel like a dog makes sense on the path.
I was going to say the same thing. A pig on a leash.
So pig on a leash, pig on a hiking trail. I still don't really understand. I think this guy should have just gotten a dog.
Pig on a leash.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
witnesses tell him the suspects fled in a gray or silver Nissan or Honda sedan.
Oh.
All right, so they're in a gray or silver.
I own a Nissan.
Okay. Could be you.
Brag.
Yeah? Not bad.
And he's hoping this information will help bring Subel home.
We just want her returned.
It's possible.
Huh.
And again, this happening on Palms Hills Trails in Palm Springs. Now, if you have any information, you're being asked to contact Palm Springs Police or email findsubel@gmail.com. For all that information, visit our website, kesq.com.
Findsubel@gmail.com?
Any tips? The pigs.
Yeah, I got a tip. It's in a diner somewhere.
Now it's going to be flooded with grab bag submissions.
It's been three breakfasts since then, so I don't love your chances.
I got a tip. I had some bacon the other day. Sue Bell's not here anymore.
For all that information, visit our website, kesq.com. Live in studio, Luis Avila, News Channel 3.
All right. Well done by everybody there on the scene. Kind of really a sad story. Not all Kiefer Madness have a happy ending, but three guys stole a pig and took off in either a Honda or a Nissan.
It's sad right now. We don't know. We don't know that it is an unhappy. I don't feel good about where this one's going.
No, I don't either.
Over the lips, through the gums is where that's going. Kiefer Madness every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keefe, 12:45.
It is exactly like what it sounds like. These huge, very destructive feral pigs that have been bred in Canada.
Yeah, maybe that's people are just doing their job to get rid of those Canadian feral pigs.
It was kind of shocking that he had this 250-pound pig on his lap.
We got your phone call, 617.
The pig tracks get on the ceiling.
617-779.
There was a woman in Texas that was actually killed by a group of wild pigs.
7937.